The University of Alaska has decided not to cut six sports teams. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, UA President Jim Johnson today rescinded an earlier cost-saving recommendation that men's and women's ski teams at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and ski and indoor track programs at the University of Alaska Anchorage be eliminated.
Cutting the teams would have saved a projected $1.1 million, but dropped both UAF and UAA below an NCAA 10-team minimum, and both schools had requested waivers to do so. University President Jim Johnson told the Board of Regents meeting in Fairbanks Thursday that the universities were informed Wednesday that the NCAA declined to rule on the waiver requests.
They said basically, if you want to go below 10 teams, go for it. Then ask for permission after the fact. In my view, however, this approach contains way too much risk. Financial risk, but more importantly, potential sanctions to both of our entire athletic programs.
The university will also not pursue an alternative waiver-dependent proposal to merge UAF and UAA athletic programs as a way to drop below the NCAA team minimum. Johnson told Regents he's no longer recommending cutting sports.
And I think that change of mind is supported by the impressive outpouring of support by the athletics community in general and by the Nordic ski community in particular.
Johnson says he's instead recommending Regents work with communities to increase private funding for sports programs. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.